light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. On Power by Mark R. Levin is a forceful examination of how political authority grows, consolidates, and ultimately reshapes the daily life of citizens. Drawing on constitutional principles, American history, and modern policy fights, Levin maps the pathways through which power shifts from local communities and the individual to distant, unaccountable institutions. He argues that this shift is rarely sudden. Rather, it unfolds through emergencies, technocratic expansion, judicial reinterpretations, and cultural gatekeeping that normalize new limits on liberty. Readers will find a clear framework for identifying where power lives, how it migrates, and why it is so difficult to roll back once entrenched. With a style that blends legal analysis and civic coaching, the book highlights both the dangers of centralized authority and concrete avenues for peaceful resistance, reform, and renewal. On Power serves as both a diagnosis and a field manual for citizens determined to restore self-government, protect civil society, and pass on a culture of ordered liberty to the next generation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the natural drift and incentives of political power. Levin opens by clarifying what political power is, why leaders seek it, and how institutions are structured to either concentrate or disperse it. He details the iron law of accumulation, that power tends to grow unless effective constitutional, cultural, and electoral checks push back. The book shows how crises operate as accelerants, generating public fear that justifies emergency measures, which then harden into permanent practices. Levin explains the ratchet effect, where government expands during turmoil and rarely returns to prior baselines once the crisis passes. He explores incentives that drive officeholders and bureaucracies to protect turf, budgets, and prestige, producing a self-reinforcing cycle. Readers learn to spot the telltale signs of overreach, including vague delegations of authority, mission creep inside agencies, and the use of procedural complexity to shield decision-makers from accountability. By grounding the analysis in constitutional design and human nature, Levin equips readers to evaluate claims of necessity and compassion that often mask open-ended transfers of power from citizens to the state. Secondly, the administrative state and rule by regulation. A central focus of the book is the rise of the administrative state, where unelected agencies effectively make, interpret, and enforce rules that carry the force of law. Levin shows how broad congressional delegations create vast regulatory ecosystems that govern everything from speech and finance to education, health, energy, and small business compliance. He explains how technical rulemaking, guidance documents, and enforcement discretion allow agencies to legislate without the transparency, deliberation, and consent inherent in the constitutional lawmaking process. The book dissects the cycle in which Congress offloads hard choices, agencies expand their remit, courts defer to agency interpretations, and citizens are left with minimal recourse. Levin highlights the economic and civic costs of this model, including barriers to entry for entrepreneurs, the chilling of innovation, and the erosion of local problem solving. He outlines reforms such as clearer statutes, cost-benefit transparency, rigorous judicial scrutiny of agency claims, and sunset provisions that force periodic review. The chapter teaches readers how to translate dense regulatory talk into real-world impacts on liberty and livelihood. Thirdly, judicial power and constitutional drift. Levin explores how the judiciary can either fortify or dilute constitutional limits. He examines eras of judicial activism and restraint, emphasizing how interpretive philosophies transform the meaning of text over time. The book warns that when courts abandon original public meaning in favor of fluid standards, they can become political actors, reshaping policy without electoral accountability. Levin reviews how doctrines concerning standing, precedent, and deference influence who can challenge government action and on what terms. He places special focus on rights that protect dissent, faith, and private property, arguing that these are structural safeguards against consolidation of power. The analysis is not merely critical. Levin also highlights decisions and approaches that restore constitutional equilibrium, such as insisting on clear legislative statements before agencies can claim sweeping authority. Readers come away with a toolkit for assessing judicial opinions beyond headlines, learning to ask whether rulings secure the separation of powers, maintain federalism, and protect the sphere of private life that makes genuine self-governance possible. Fourthly, federalism, localism, and the limits of national consolidation. The book presents federalism as a living shield for liberty, not a dusty chapter from civics class. Levin explains how dividing authority among national, state, and local levels creates competition, fosters experimentation, and allows citizens to align governance with community values. He traces the steady expansion of national power through generous readings of the commerce power, conditional spending, and nationwide mandates that crowd out local solutions. The analysis shows how one-size-fits-all rules often create perverse outcomes by ignoring regional needs and stifling policy innovation. Levin makes the practical case for devolution, returning responsibilities to the levels of government closest to the people and enforcing enumerated powers so that Washington does less but does it better. He emphasizes constitutional mechanisms, litigation strategies, and legislative reforms that can rebalance authority. For readers, this section clarifies why policy debates about schools, policing, land use, health standards, and energy are ultimately debates about where power should reside and how that choice shapes social trust and civic participation. Lastly, culture, media, education, and the soft power of narrative, Levin argues that formal institutions are only part of the power story. Cultural systems in media, academia, entertainment, and corporate boardrooms shape what the public believes is normal, urgent, or beyond debate. The book explains how control of narratives can shift policy without passing a single law, by framing opponents as illegitimate and narrowing the range of acceptable opinions. Levin explores phenomena such as speech codes, viewpoint discrimination, and reputational coercion that discourage open inquiry. He stresses the importance of independent media, classical education, and civil associations as counterweights that protect pluralism and encourage critical thinking. Practical guidance includes building parallel institutions, supporting viewpoint-diverse platforms, and teaching constitutional literacy at home and in community groups. By treating culture as a strategic domain, Levin shows readers how to defend liberty upstream from politics, where beliefs and norms are formed. This perspective empowers citizens to engage constructively, resist conformist pressure, and widen the space for persuasion rather than coercion. In conclusion, On Power is essential reading for citizens, students of government, journalists, attorneys, educators, and policy professionals who want clarity about how modern power actually operates. Levin blends constitutional analysis with practical steps, making the book valuable whether you are new to civic issues or seasoned in public affairs. Readers will benefit by learning how to audit claims of necessity, decode regulatory language, and identify the cultural forces that nudge politics toward conformity. The book stands out from alternatives because it integrates legal structure, political incentives, and cultural strategy into one coherent playbook, then moves beyond diagnosis to offer actionable reforms and habits of citizenship. If you want to defend free speech, rebuild local self-rule, and keep institutions within their proper lanes, this book provides both a map and a method. Choose this volume for its precision, its grounding in first principles, and its focus on what you can do now to preserve liberty in daily life. If you would like to support Mark R. Levin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree, better life be.